Blog Talk Radio.
In a world controlled by Republicans, by one dictator known as Donald Trump, he has incited and controlled and manipulated his followers to commit a domestic terrorist attack upon our nation. The MAGA supporters are all a bunch of liars, deceived by one man, one idiot, as they follow him. They call him the Son of Man, the Christ. His believers believe that he is the Second Coming. But one man stands above their lies, their deceits, their misinformation, their QAnon crap. This man from Cincinnati, Ohio, the badass, Jerry Williams.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to it. Let's rock. Everybody to the show. This is your host, Jerry Williams, and we got a lot to talk about today. We have Paul Alexander to be coming in on the show here in just a few moments. If anybody knows, like, you know, of course we talk about this on the show all the time. We talk about what's happening as far as a lot of this MAGA shit that's out there, right? Because Let me just be frank with everybody here. When it comes to Donald Trump and the MAGA supporters, it's getting bad. And it's not just getting to the point where it's just plain out just crazy, but it's getting to the point where it's becoming dangerous. And so his supporters, who are truly brainwashed, kind of scare the shit out of you in a sense, because they're fucking nuts. right? That's what we think of when we think about Trump supporters. And, you know, there are Republicans who have sold their souls to follow this dictator, just like the followers. And so what they'll do is they, you know, I mean, look at Lindsey Graham. Look at Ted Cruz. These people have been ridiculed so much by Donald Trump, even as far as calling them all kinds of different names and even attacking their families. And these people are loyal to this idiot, and they think he's, you know, the best thing in the world. But that's what Donald Trump does. Donald Trump is the master manipulator to his supporters. He knows how to manipulate every bit and each one of these different supporters, just like the Republican Party. And now that the Republican Party is done and destroyed because of this orange buffoon, there is so much to be said about the Republican Party. The Republican Party is not the same as it used to be. It is not the Republican Party of Abraham Lincoln. There is nothing that is there anymore. I mean, even a lot of the Republicans who were normal are gone now, or they left, or the Trumplicans have voted them out or pushed them out. And it just gets crazier and crazier every time I think about the Republican Party. A lot more issues are going to arise for the Republicans. As a matter of fact, we have a midterms coming up next month. And honestly, I believe that the Republican Party is in trouble. I believe they're jeopardizing their own futures. And as a matter of fact, I think people have had enough of Donald Trump and his mega idiots. They are done with it. And now that they have used the Supreme Court to attack women and go after them for their abortion rights and say, well, we should tell a woman what to do with her uterus. We got to tell a woman what to do with her uterus. We got to tell them what to, you know, what this woman needs to do with her body. It is our body, is what they're thinking. Now that they have started to attack women in general, yeah, it's really bad for the Republican Party. Not only that they have attacked immigrants, it's bad for the Republican Party. If there was any shed of hope for the Republicans, I think it's gone. I think the Republican Party is done. And in November, it's going to be proven when they are voted out of the House and the Senate. People are fed up with the Republican Party. It's just, it's terrible. I can't believe how crazy the Republicans get over some of the stupidest shit that's it's making the airwaves. For example, in the media, of course, in social media, this is one of the topics that we're going to talk about today once Paula comes in, is Lizzo and the Crystal Flute. Lizzo and the Crystal Flute. She played James Madison's Crystal Flute. Now, James Madison was what, the fourth president of the United States. She was invited to the, what was it, the Library of Congress. She got to see a lot of different flutes. By the way, Lizzo is a hell of a flute player. But she got to play the flute, and then they allowed her to play James Madison's Crystal Flute. So what did she do? She played the flute. And when she played the flute on stage in concert, she played the flute. She was twerking. This is what Lizzo does. Lizzo twerks, right? Lizzo likes to twerk. She likes to dance. I mean, she's a big girl. I mean, Lizzo is a big girl. And that's okay, right? I have no problems with big women. I have no problem with that. What happened is that she was twerking with this flute that was owned by was given to the James Madison, the fourth president of the United States. And of course she was out there twerking and doing all that other shit. And it, you know, the Republicans went fucking nuts over this. The MAGA supporters went nuts over this crystal flute that she played, saying that it was an embarrassment to our country, that our country is being destroyed, and blah, 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 blah. But that's one of the topics we're going to talk about today on the show. Another thing we're going to talk about is some of the stuff that's been happening with the Republicans and the MAGA people, which really kind of concerns me when it's been brought to my attention. If anybody hasn't seen this, so Donald Trump is out in his rallies. You know, that's what Donald Trump does. Donald Trump is trying to make a quick buck at his new Amway conventions known as his rallies. And, you know, he's making a buck off the people, and that's what he does. You know, he's a scam artist, so he's out selling his snake oil. The snake oil salesman's out there doing it. And so now he has these new flags that he's promoting at his rallies, these flags. Oh, my God, did anybody see them? The flags look like Russian flags. You know, they look exactly like the Russian flag. And it has Trump going right across the middle of it. And they were passing them out at these rallies, and they were giving them, you know, these flags. And they're Russian flags. Now, why the hell would somebody want to pass out a Russian flag to people when they know very well that Russia is an enemy to our country? They're not our allies. They are our enemies. Hell, look what they're doing in Ukraine over there, right? Well, here's how sickening this gets. So they have these flags, and they passed them out, and he held the rally the same day, get this, the same day that Vladimir Putin came out and said he was going to annex Ukraine and the parts of Ukraine he was going to annex, right? So when Vladimir Putin came out and said that, Donald Trump was doing this rally. He passed out these flags. They were Russian flags with Trump's name all over them. And then there was pamphlets being passed out. The pamphlets were stating on these pamphlets, take a listen to this, that Ukraine war is Joe Biden's war and not the war of the American people, and that Joe Biden and Ukraine have denied and went against Vladimir Putin of who he is and should not be attacking Vladimir Putin. Now, I hate to tell you this, but when you put this shit out in your rallies and you're supporting the man who is against our country and has been for years, you go out and you pass out Russian flags with Trump's name all over them with these pamphlets, that's a little ridiculous. That is going against our nation, going against our country. That is a betrayal of our country. And if anybody thinks that's okay, there's something wrong with you. The only sad part to this is I'm sure there are Trump supporters who are going to deny that that probably happened, and they're going to deny that any of that was going on, and that that's not what it really meant, and blah, blah, blah. But that's what they want you to believe. They want to tell you, no, that's not really what's going on here. Even though you have a fucking brain, a mind, and you can tell what the hell truly is going on. I can't believe that this shit was crazy like that. But I, again, I don't know. I just think it's funny that all this stuff has been going on. Donald Trump's out there promoting this new flag. And what's really bizarre is that even a couple of weeks ago, Donald Trump was out there at his rally in Youngstown, Ohio, passing out these flyers that said, Donald Trump, right? Donald J. Trump, the Son of Man, the Christ. And they had the lettering of the Christ in red lettering. The Christ. Just like the red lettering in the Bible. Whenever Jesus spoke in the Bible, you ever notice they had the red lettering? Yeah, they had to use the same there. That's the symbolization. Comparing Donald Trump to the Son of Man, the Christ. I don't know about you, but I feel like that is everything in a nutshell of wrong. And if anybody believes that that's a good thing, you're nuts. Because that has Antichrist written all over it. It does. And now the Republican Party has gone even more crazier because they're upset because Lizzo played a crystal flute that James Madison played. Now they're going crazy and they're attacking women's rights and their bodies. Now they're going crazy and they're talking about trying to send immigrants to, you know, into states where they're not even, that they don't even tell them that they're coming. Just dropping them off. And thank God that the Democratic Party and the Democrats are smart people to help them because they're the only ones that do help them. So sad what this has come into, really is. So we got to talk about that. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and all the shit that's been going on as far as January 6th, because that's something new that's been happening, right? January 6th, we'll give you some updates on that. We're also going to give you updates on Donald Trump, where he stole those classified documents. Well, we need to talk about that as well. And also, do you remember when they were looking for the girl who was in Texas, and she was passing out these flyers to these immigrants, by the way, telling them to get on these planes and fly out to Massachusetts, Florida, and then to Massachusetts? And she was out there promoting this shit and misleading them. Do you remember her? Her name was Para. Well, they found out who she is. They found the information. They found out who she truly is. And it's kind of funny that they found her. I think it's great that they did find her. But her name is Para. But let's just kind of go into this for just a second. I know I'm still waiting for Paula, and I know she'll be here. She said she'd be here in just a little bit, so I totally get it. But this woman who allegedly helped arrange migrant flights, her name is Perla. She offered them clothes, food, and money in exchange to find other people who would go on to Massachusetts now, this legal group files a class action lawsuit on behalf of the advocacy group and the migrants flown to Martha's Vineyard, by the way. And this is what they have found out. So, you know, and of course you got to remember that they have found that DeSantis, by the way, chose Martha's Vineyard for a reason. And, you know, what would that reason be, right? Well, a lot of people believe that this is something that is a message from the Republican Party. And so the conservative revolutionaries who remade American politics in the 1990s talks about this, and this is what they found out. So this is what truly is what it's about. If you look back to when they migrated, you know, of this, well, when they sent those 50 migrants arrived in Martha's Vineyard on that Wednesday, it was really the concept from what would happen here. And of course, people were very upset. Migrants are upset. And they are looking, like I said, this class action lawsuit to sue these people. But again, they found this woman, allegedly she was the one who was doing the flights and sending all this shit out there. And so it's something that's really important here. And by the way, now that the Supreme Court is coming back on Monday, the one question at mind is what is in store for these Republicans, right? What are we going to do here? Well, Chief Justice John Roberts is looking forward to start the Supreme Court, the new term, on Monday, especially now that the public will be able to attend oral arguments in person and the metal barricades erected to ward off protesters on the plaza have been removed. I think the more normal and better to be as a more normal day, the chief told the audience in Colorado last month. Others are wondering what exactly normal means that he was referring to, because there is no word normal anymore. After the last term, when the court's reversal of nearly 50-year-old precedent changed the landscape of women's reproductive health, it cut back on power of federal agencies and cleared the way for new Second Amendment challenges and inserted itself into an upcoming midterm elections. Critics say that the court is unrecognizable and it's unrecognizable, and what it is what it boils down to. Hang on one second. I think Paula got mixed up on what time it was. She's like, I don't know what, I think it's already started. Well, hell yeah, it started there, Miss Paula. Where the hell have you been? All right, let me send this to her. Give me a second here, everybody. And so let me send that to her, and then we'll get started here. All right, so they're saying that now that they're coming back, there's going to be a lot of issues with the Supreme Court cutting back on a lot of things, including going after other areas, including Medicaid and Medicare, which is going to be kind of interesting. Why would they want to go after Medicaid and Medicare when this is going to be a hot button subject for this election coming up? I don't think that they realize that this is going to be a situation at hand, but it is. So this is something that could be on the chopping block of Medicare and Medicaid. And so we got to be prepared for anything that's going to happen. But the Supreme Court is going to get into the point of where they come back on Monday. We don't know what they're going to do. I mean, we also know that they could go after same-sex marriage rights, LGBTQ rights, and so on and so on. But they will be back on Monday, and we're going to find out exactly what's going to happen when they do come back. All right, so we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to be talking about, like I just mentioned, we're going to talk about this whole scenario of situation that's been happening as far as the woman that they found in Texas. Allegedly, she's the woman who was the woman who was telling these immigrants, you know, trying to manipulate them by passing out brochures and literature. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the January 6th and everything that's going on with that. We're going to talk about, like I was mentioned, Donald Trump and his flags. Donald Trump and his flags, right? Because he passed out these flags at his rally, and they were Russian flags with Donald Trump's name all over them. And people are like, what the fuck was that, right? Why was he passing those out there? But Donald Trump was passing it out there, at, you know, at his rallies. And, of course, we know exactly what it's all about. And so we're going to talk about that. We got not only that, but here's something else that's really crazy. We also are going to bring up some other stuff. I know Paula's got some stuff we're going to bring up here on the show about some of the Twitter stuff that's been happening. So there's a lot of Twitter feeds that's been happening out there. Really juicy stuff. I mean, really, really, really interesting stuff about what the Republicans are doing and how they are getting even more crazier as we get into the midterms of November. Can you believe it? I can't believe that it's already Halloween, man. Oh, my God. Halloween is already here. I am looking forward to it. It's my favorite time of the month. Halloween is like, I don't know. I just like Halloween. I think I like watching people dress up and seeing what kind of outfits the kids put on and, you know, passing out candy and stuff. I think that's that is kind of the fun thing to do. But, you know, kids in general are just amazing, some of the outfits they come up with, their costumes. And so I'm looking forward to it. I really love Halloween, and it's one of my favorite times. Next to Christmas, Christmas is my other one, but Halloween, yeah, I like it. Also, I don't know, I know that we were talking about some of the things here. Before I bring Paul in, though, I got a couple things I wanted to bring up with everybody here, and then we'll bring Paul in. And did you hear, oh my God, shit. My heart.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize it's not enough. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it.
Oh my God. Isn't that cool, man? That Coolio, right? You remember Coolio? Coolio, you know, he wrote that song there, Gangster's Paradise. He was... He, you know, they made the movie with Michelle Pfeiffer, and get this, Coolio passed away, man. That was unbelievable. 57 years of age. We will always remember Mr. Coolio. I mean, he was awesome. And just a true amazing musician, great music. That song was a big song that I remember dancing to in the 80s, or, you know, if you could say that I danced. Did I ever dance? No. Hell no. You know, it's funny, I did the Elvis stuff, but I never danced. And everybody goes, why don't you dance? You do Elvis stuff. Because I might do the shows and dance and, you know, do the moves, but you'll never see me dance usually because I'm not a big dancer. I never was a dancer on that. But, you know, it's okay. Anyway, let's go ahead. I'm going to bring Paul in here. And this is the funny part. Listen to this. All right, so this is where it gets funny. Listen to what the Republicans did. This is what the Republicans are talking about. So Lizzo, right? She's a musician. Lizzo, a black woman. She's a big girl, right? But I love her. She's a great singer, great entertainer. I love Lizzo. This woman was they let her play James Madison's flute. It was a crystal flute, by the way. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States. Nobody even knew this fucking flute existed. And then she played it. She was twerking on stage. And then all of a sudden, the Republicans, the MAGA, started coming out saying, oh, my God, she was playing that and twerking. How dare her? It's terrible for our country. She was obese and playing this thing. I mean, this is what they were saying about her. And I think it wasn't because it was James Madison's flute that they were concerned about. It was concerning that she was a black woman, a black woman who was obese, and that she was playing this flute. That's what it was about. And you know the Republicans were upset because of that reason. No other reason. If anybody else would have done it. And they were a white woman, and they didn't, you know, they came out and did it. There would be no reason that this would have been brought up.
It won't let me do it. Sorry, James Madison. And his wife, Miss Madison.
So hang on. So this is Lizzo when she was playing that flute. Okay, now take a listen to what she does here, and then listen to this.
It won't let me do it. Sorry, James Madison. And his wife, Miss Madison.
So that was Lizzo playing a flute made of crystal, apparently 2 centuries old. It was one point owned by James Madison, and I feel sure that not a single person watching this knew that that flute existed yesterday, and the vast, vast majority of you will forget it by next week. But in this brief period where people will now know that this thing exists, that provides an opening for very fragile conservative white men to freak out about the fact that Lizzo just did that. And so I want to spotlight a few of these men. The Columbian Bugle put out a tweet saying, a humiliation ritual. They don't care about our history. They just want to mock and defile it. Calm down. You definitely didn't know that this flute existed. But I love there. They don't care about our history. Hey, Columbia Bugle, who's the they in that sentence? Would you like to define the they? Who's the our in that? How are you being humiliated by a woman who plays the flute professionally, playing the flute? How exactly is that a humiliation? Do you have an issue with the music that she played? Because it seemed pretty flute-like to me. They just want to mock and defile it by playing it. I got news for you. It's the flute of a slave owner, okay? I don't know how much respect we need to put on it at this point, but the fact that a musician played it seems like a particularly poor way to mock and defile it. We've got way more triggered tweets that we're going to get to, Caroline, but what do you think about Lizzo's performance there?
I think it's so beautiful. She's being so respectful. You can tell she's a little nervous and trying to, like, you know, use this opportunity well, but she's just engaging and respecting these artifacts that are bringing them into a cultural conversation. And like, it's just, racism is evil, but it's also so boring. Like, you're going to be mad that a pop star is talented.
Yeah.
I don't understand, very few pop stars can play instruments or can actually like sing very well live. And we have one of the most famous women who is not only an incredible performer, musician, but also is like interested in engaging with this history of this like random flute.
Yeah. And was the,
yeah.
was apparently approached. She didn't go and take it like it was national treasure.
Course,
she was approached by them to do it. Yeah, and she's playing. Oh, I see. She shook her butt a little bit. I guess what is this? What are we back in the days of Elvis shaking his hips and we're gonna freak out about it? What decade is it at this point, honestly? So let's see. Oron McIntyre says the humiliation is the point. Have you stopped to consider the possibility that you could just not be humiliated and then you would have dodged the point? You chose to be humiliated. I guess that's the point. Pedro Gonzalez says, the thing that is obvious but people don't want to say is that this is about humiliating white people, about desecrating American history and heritage. That's what you do when you're a conqueror. Humiliate the conquered. Have you been conquered by Lizzo? Did I miss it? Did Lizzo take a battleship up onto the coast of D.C. and then just leap out and start laying about its soldiers and take over the whole thing? She's a musician doing a musical performance. Why have you been conquered by a video? And then
they're acting like she broke the flute. Like she
didn't do a mic drop.
She played the flute. She didn't smash it on the ground or anything.
Exactly. Crazy. No, the whole Jesus. Now I understand. Hopefully this won't go too much farther. We don't have time to play OAN. They lost their minds in a video. They asserted that it was narrow playing while Rome burned. Lizzo is not the president, okay? Mm-hmm. That would be cool. I would be down for a little bit of that, but she's not Joe Biden. This, when they spent literally years talking about how easily triggered the left is and how they need a safe space and everything, it was never anything but projection. These are people who feel comfortable in a very narrowly defined cultural context and need to be shielded at all costs. By everything else, a little bit of dancing that isn't the way they like, a little bit of flute that isn't the way that they like, because if they're exposed to that, they will literally fall apart. And it's not lost on me that most of these people freaking out are men. Their fragile masculinity is so pathetic. You have not been conquered by Lizzo. You've been conquered by Tucker Carlson. You've been conquered by Jordan Peterson. And they have gotten you to accept a version of masculinity that is humiliating for you. But it's up to you to free yourself of those shackles that have been placed on you by pathetic right-wing men. For more political news breakdowns,
crazy, isn't it? Oh, my God. But that's what Lizzo had to go with. And, of course, that's what the Republicans are doing. All right, we're going to be bringing in Miss Pula Alexander. I got to tell you, man, she is ready. She is ready. She is ready. She is ready. She is getting all fired up. Man, I hope you Republicans are ready. I dare any of you Trump supporters to call in, because if you do, oh, my God, you are going to get it big time. All right, let's go ahead and get this show on the road now that Paula finally decided she was going to show up. I'm just kidding. I think we got our times mixed up here. But anyway, she is here, and she is ready. So let's get her going.
In a world where one idiotic dictator has screwed up America, his followers continue to destroy by showing hatred, division, and racism. They have even went as far as committing a domestic terrorist attack on our U.S. Capitol. But one woman stands above all of them and takes them on one by one. This woman from Arkansas is the one, the only, Miss Paula Alexander.
I Oh, yeah, she's a lady. Miss Paula Alexander, what's happening, girl?
Hey, I was laughing. Tom Jones, I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. So sorry I was late, because you told me it would be midnight my time. So I was going by the original, by the time you went by last time. Okay,
yeah.
Real quick, I wanted you to get me in while you were talking about Lizzo. First of all, Lizzo is a classically trained flutist. She's a professionally, classically trained flutist. She knows what she's doing with the flute. Second of all, did you know James Madison was a slave owner? James Madison was a slave owner. He was born into a slave-owning family. And although he told people that, he would allow them to let their slaves be free if they wanted to, but I just read up on this. He never freed any of his own slaves. So I look at this as kind of in your face, James Madison. Third, getting upset over this is nothing but racist fat shaming. Because she is a classically educated musician.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she does that, entertains and raps a little and sings naughty songs, doesn't mean you can't be a classically trained musician. Fourth, have you seen that flute?
I know.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I did.
It's absolutely drop-dead beautiful. I had never seen a crystal flute before. It's engraved. The crystal is engraved. The pen, or whatever it's made of, I don't know what they make flutes out of. It's engraved. It's absolutely beautiful. So,
It's pretty big flute.
Yeah, it's really, really pretty. I mean, I've never been a musician, except for the tambourine part. white girl with rhythm here.
I can't believe they were attacking her. But it's Republicans, and they're going to attack a female. It's because she's a female, she's black. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, it's because she's female, black, and big. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's fake outrage for no reason at all. Fake fucking outrage for no reason other than they have to go, oh, my God, there's this big, fat black woman playing the flute. Ridiculous.
I like Lizzo. Lizzo's like one of my favorite.
I know.
I just like. I love her. I think it's amazing that she's the size woman she is, that she gets out there and moves around and does all of what she does, like twerking and all that shit. Paula, I mean, if that was me, I'd have a fucking heart attack for one. But I can't believe she does it, and she's limber. She's a limber girl for her size.
She's very, very entertaining. I saw her on Saturday Night Live when she performed on there. And, at first I didn't know what to expect. And then I realized, oh, my God, this girl's got game.
Yeah, she's definitely awesome, man. And the first thing I thought of when they said, "Oh, she's doing this. How dare her?" It just and the one, a couple of them are saying because they're saying she's fat and obese, and you know she's wearing that one piece outfit, and she looked like a slob and trash and blah blah blah. And I just couldn't believe that.
Right.
Well, I was reading some of the tweets.
She shows off those big old boobies, you know, and you know. She has no problem with her body image whatsoever. And God bless her for that. You know? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So thank you.
I like
what
they posted. They posted this here on USA Today. I thought it was great. It says, the problem people are having with Lizzo and the crystal flute has nothing to do with the flute or its history. It has everything to do with the fact that she's a black woman playing a flute that belonged to a slave owner, an additional fact that most thought the whole thing was pretty awesome anyway. So there you go.
Right, right, right. So, I mean, typical Republicans these days, racist. I'm a Christian, but I don't like you because you're black.
Exactly.
I mean, typical. I mean,
somebody, they said that it was funny. They said it said, okay, so if former President Donald Trump got on stage at one of his rallies and took Madison's crystal flute and then shoved it up his nose while singing Yankee Doodle Dandy, the usual choir online of MAGA brothers would be downright feeling like they would love it and support what Donald Trump was doing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, he comes out on stage on his rallies and kind of shakes around and moves around and moves his arms around to YMCA.
Yeah.
And he hugs the flag, think about it like this. Right. Well, think about it like this. The guys that did that in YMCA, what do you call it? What was their name?
The Village People?
The Village People. Five black guys, I mean five gay guys, rather, that were of different races, including black, Hispanic, and white, and I don't know, maybe Italian or Jewish. And yet nobody has none of his followers have a problem with that. I mean, you know? So thank you for playing Gangster's Paradise. I wasn't much into rap, but I've never been much into rap, although it's gotten better with throwing in harmonies and real music over the years. But that is one song that I always really liked for the harmonies in it and the music in it. And Coolio was a legend.
And the movie.
Yeah.
The movie was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, he was a legend for that song. So I thought it was really cool. But anyway. And I got to tell you something funny.
I wanted to ask you. Oh, go ahead. No, I wanted to ask you a question here.
I don't know why, since I sent you that song on Messenger, it's occasionally been flying through my head. So, for no reason whatsoever, out of the clear blue sky, flying through my head. So, were you thinking about using it on this show?
What's that?
Off and on? Gangster's Paradise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was going to play it because Coolio passing away.
Right. Well, it's been flying through my brain off and on, so I didn't know. I'm thinking, okay.
Hey, have you ever heard Jamie Foxx's impression of Donald Trump? Have you ever, I mean, this man, you know who Jamie Foxx is, right? played Ray and all that.
Yeah.
In his interpretation, he did an impersonation of Donald Trump, and I got to tell you, it blew my fucking brain.
There's a lot of great people on both sides. Lots of great people on both sides. I know Harry O. He's a great person. He couldn't vote for me at the time. Now he can vote for me once he gets out. I love Snoop D-O-double-G. Great person.
So do you love Death Row Records?
I love Death Row. I love Death Row. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Fake news. I love Death Row.
What's your favorite Death Row record, Mr. Trump?
All of them. All of the Death Row records. Don't try to pin me down. I see what he just... Excuse me.
Fake news.
Excuse me.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Can you believe it? That oh don't even sound like Jamie Foxx. He does a great job.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He did a great job. Oh, my God. He sounds just like him.
I know.
Oh, that's
spooky.
Awesome. So, Thursday or Friday night... Let's get into something else. I don't know. You sent me something.
Hey, did you do the... Did you look at that woman? What about that woman? Is that what you're going to get ready to talk about? The
oh,
woman?
Perla?
Perla?
Perla.
Perla Gate?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I want to hear what this is.
Okay.
Because I think you can follow... Okay. I didn't... You know what? I did not even know anything about it. I've been working, so.
Okay,
this is going to be new to me.
Her name is Getty Perla Huerta. She is a former Army counterintelligence officer being investigated in connection to the Venezuelan migrants solicited to travel from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard in a September 2022 operation organized by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Huerta was identified by the New York Times as the woman named Perla, who asylum seekers said approached them in Texas and convinced them to take the trip to Massachusetts. The program, funded through $12 million in state funds set aside by the state to transport migrants out of Florida, led to 48 people being flown to the tourist destination, the Times reported. The migrants were flown to Martha's Vineyard on a charter plane owned by an airline company with ties to DeSantis. That's another story about the airline company that flew them, by the way. We haven't talked about that. The newspaper reported the Times wrote on October 2nd, 2022, in the middle of it all, a woman with a background in military counterintelligence who investigators believe was sent to Texas from Tampa in order to fail planes. The Times wrote, until now, little has been known about the woman who migrants said identified herself only by her first name, Perla, when she solicited them to join the flight. A person briefed on the San Antonio Sheriff's Office investigation into the matter told the New York Times that the person being looked at in connection with the operation is a woman named Perla Huerta. Here's what you need to know. Yeah. So... So remember that Bayer sheriff that's investigating all this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Bayer County Sheriff Javier Salazar told reporters, our understanding is that a Venezuelan migrant was paid what we would call a bird dog fee to recruit approximately 50 migrants from the area around a migrants resource center on San Pedro here in San Antonio. Salazar said the migrants were lured under false pretenses. Salazar said the migrants were flown to Florida and then on to Massachusetts. He said the migrants were promised work and the solution to several of their problems. The Times reported that Huerta was identified through a Venezuelan migrant who had been working with her. Another migrant also confirmed her identity through a photo shown to them by the Times. Heavy, the article I'm reading is from Heavy, but they're just repeating the Times story. So I'm not gonna. It's a longer story.
Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. One more. Here's one more paragraph, real quick. The Washington Post wrote, a smiling, blonde-haired woman in a cowboy hat approached. Her name was Perla, she said, and she could fix all their troubles. It was a pitch Perla had been making to other newly homeless migrants huddled on San Antonio Street. She drove a rented white SUV and promised food, jobs, and transportation. Huerta was also a combat medic and served in Iraq and Afghanistan before leaving the U.S. Army in 2022, the newspaper reported. There's much more. But,
oh my God.
So the Bexar County Sheriff is investigating this. Good for him. I'm sure that there's going to be more information coming out about her. But so far, nobody knows exactly who hired her and how much she was paid to do this. And by the way, the airplane that carried those migrants, that airline was owned by a company that had been given hundreds of thousands of dollars by, I think it was DeSantis.
Oh, my God.
So what DeSantis did, apparently, was he took PPP money given to the state of Florida by Joe Biden and the Democrats to do repairs in his state, to do infrastructure, create more internet access, to repair roads, bridges, streets, et cetera, et cetera. And before Hurricane Ian hit, he used that money to pay an airline and a woman, an ex-military, to lure these people onto the plane. So he's using PPP money, money that's meant for his state.
Oh my God!
To pull a fucking political stunt.
I'm sure the people are pissed off in Florida.
Some are.
Man, who would be?
But Florida is a very Republican state. They are a very Republican state. Now, let me, this is absolutely nuts. There is a state representative in Florida that is saying that he has signed a letter to Joe Biden stating that he needs to declare a major disaster in Florida. Hello. President Biden already was on top of it. I put these pictures on my phone so I could read them. And this is from FEMA.gov. This is from the FEMA part of the government, the federal government website. Let me read it to you. President Joseph R. Biden Jr. approves major disaster declaration for Florida. That was on September 29th, 2022. So now this state representative is saying that he sent a letter to President Biden saying he needs to declare a major disaster when he already has. So in other words, Florida, this is how Republican Florida is, all their politicians. So even though President Biden already declared the disaster, sent FEMA out, is doing whatever it can to help Florida, this guy is now saying it never happened, basically. He's saying, I wrote a letter telling him to do it, and he hasn't done it. So he's lying.
Oh, my God.
This is how bad the Republican politicians are in Florida.
They're sinking to a low.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And look what they got
and
down there.
Why,
Donald Trump.
And DeSantis wants to run for president in 2024. We can never allow that to happen.
You
I mean,
he'll run?
Just, yeah, I do. And it's funny because the governor of California, the Democratic governor of California, is also it's already being put out that he also wants to run, and so this Democratic governor and this DeSantis, the Republican governor, are going at it on Twitter back and forth, like shooting barbs at each other, kind of funny. Because we already see, you know, we already see what's going on.
Yeah, I heard that, what's their names? Greg Abbott and Beto O'Rourke is going,
yeah.
They're going back and forth, too. Their debate was a heated debate.
Yeah. I mean, you asked me, Beto smoked him. Abbott was, you know what Abbott said when they asked him, first of all, there was no audience in the theater. This was a theater that held 1,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And Greg Abbott only agreed to the debate if there wasn't an audience. Now, think about that. Why would you not want an audience there?
Yeah, if you know you're going to fuck up, or you're afraid they're going to ask questions.
No, if the audience is going to boo you, hello. So Tater asking the questions, ask Abbott, Greg Abbott, about abortion.
Oh, shit.
And what would he do? You know, does he not believe in abortion or incest and rape victims?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what his reply was?
Uh-uh.
And he had to stutter and stumble around for words. We will be there to support you with diapers and formula and baby supplies.
What? What the fuck was that? That's
yeah. okay with him if a rape victim, an already traumatized rape victim or incest victim, is tied to their rapist for the rest of their lives because he's forcing them to have the baby of their rapist? Think about that.
Yeah. So they don't care about what happens to you mentally or anything like that.
Right.
As well. But they'll support you with diapers and formula.
Right, right. We will support you with formulas and diaper. And this is the other thing. Lately, they've been voting in Congress again. And they put out a bill to help with mental health.
Uh-huh.
And the Republicans voted against it, of course. So even a traumatized rape victim who has to spend her life raising a baby from her rapist, being tied to her rapist, unless she puts it up for adoption, which, you know, that's hard to do. I mean,
oh yeah,
I couldn't put myself in a woman's shoes.
Mm-mm.
And that's just it. It shouldn't be up to men to tell a woman what to do with their life, with their body, with their mental health. They're being traumatized that bad.
Exactly.
So,
I agree.
So, you know, we'll give you diapers and formula for your newborn rape baby, but fuck you when it comes to raising your child. We're not going to vote to help you with food, housing, and mental health because of the situation we forced you to go through. It's absolutely ridiculous.
That's fucking terrible.
Yeah. So, you know, the other things, 49 Republicans also voted against us in Congress a few days ago. They voted, you know, there's a lot of veterans on the homeless on the streets with mental health issues, PTSD, anxiety, mental health problems because of going into, you know, being in the service and serving our country. 49 Republicans voted against food security for veterans. In other words, if you're homeless, if somebody who fought for our country is homeless and going hungry, they don't give a shit whether those people are starving.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, the Republican Party is just absolutely, they're atrocious. They're abominable.
Well, it's almost like this new Republican Party is now about trying to say, it's like they want to just control people in general. They want to tell people what to do with their bodies, and they're only going to approve what they want you to do, and if you don't do what they want, then, you know, you're going against them, fuck you, and, you know. I mean, this is the new Republican Party.
Right. Well, they've always been kind of that way. You know, remember, they voted against banning assault weapons, even when Obama was in office. They voted against Obamacare. That now helps millions of people stay alive. They voted against... They've always been this way, but ever since Trump came to office, they have just got flat out mean and nasty and horrible. And they don't give a flying fuck whether you live or die. They just don't care. And, you know, and then they have the fucking nerve to call themselves Christians.
Well, and then you got them going out now, and now they're boasting that Donald Trump is like the Son of Man in Christ, and I mean they're doing everything that's non-Bible than what it should be, and now. And I'm going to let you talk about this because this is something that's really important. But what is the new thing with the flags? Because this is the new thing that they're doing with the Russian flag with Trump's name on it.
Okay. Give me a second. You caught me off guard because I'm in the bathroom. because I have to look on my phone. Okay, so this has to do with an organization called CPAC, and they have little, what do you want to call them, rallies, meetings all over the country. And they call themselves, they're extremists, okay? They are using mm-hmm. conservative Christianity to, okay, I'm headed back to my phone. It's easier for me to read it off my phone. By the way, I got a grift email from Donald Trump Jr. Today. Asking me for money.
Oh. Well, did you send him some?
Yeah. No. I filled out the form. And it says, what would you like to say? And I said, go fuck yourself. I wouldn't give that fucking traitor a penny in my money. Okay. CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is an annual political conference attended by conservative activists and elected officials from across the United States and beyond. CPAC is hosted by the American Conservative Union. The first CPAC took place in 1974. Okay. What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this started out in 1974. So think about the old-time Republicans, you know, the old normal Republicans before MAGA Republicans. Okay, so this conference, rally, meeting, whatever you want to call it, is held in, like, auditoriums across the country, and they've been having them a lot. Well, now, the speakers are coming in, and they're white nationalists, they're racists, they're bigots, they're misogynists, and they actually say it out loud. Well, CPAC went on Twitter, and they caught so much trouble. Because apparently they are pro-Russian now. They are pro-dictator now. They are supporting
what?
A dictator. Yeah. So let me read what they put. They ended up deleting it because people called them out. Okay. They put out a video, and somebody captured it's like a meme with it's two parts. So I'll read the first part. It says, Putin annexes Ukrainian territories. Russian President Vladimir Putin announces the official annexation of four Ukrainian-occupied territories, Luhansk and Donetsk in the east, and in Kherson and Zaporizhia, or whatever it's called, in the south. The next part of it says, Vladimir Putin, I want you to listen to this really carefully. Vladimir Putin announces the annexation of four Ukrainian-occupied territories. Biden and the Dems continue to send Ukraine billions of tax dollars. Meanwhile, we are under attack at our southern border. When will Democrats put America first and end the gift-giving to Ukraine? So, basically, what they're doing at CPAC now is promoting a dictatorship and saying it's okay to invade your neighbor and kill people for no reason. That's basically what it's saying. And Twitter people are awesome. They jumped on their ass so fast that they deleted the post. So you have to understand how important this organization is that does this. They are very apparently getting money from Russia, from Putin, to promote that it's okay to invade your neighbor, a democratic country, and kill people for no reason. So, at this last conference a few days ago, they were handing out flags. And I saw more than the picture I sent you. They are handing out flags. The Russian flag with Trump's name on it. They were handing out flags of our enemy, of a dictator-controlled country. One who is invading their neighbor and killing people, killing citizens, and raping women and children. And then killing them. With Trump's name on the flag of this country.
Damn shame.
So they're not even hiding it anymore. The Republicans are proving to the American public that they are pro-Russian, pro-Putin, pro-dictatorship.
That's terrible. It's kind of cool.
In a country that fought against this kind of dictatorship and aggression in World War II.
Oh, my God.
That they're handing out the Russian flag. Our enemy. With Trump's name on it. What does that say? What does that say, Jerry?
What's that? You mean about the whole thing here? I think it's saying that it's fucked up is what it is.
Well, that they're handing out the Russian flag.
Well, yeah, they're supporting. Just like fucking Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying that he is loyal to Vladimir Putin. I mean, that's what that says.
Yeah, and that they're
and
loyal to
Vladimir
Putin.
Yeah. And their loyalty to Donald Trump. And
this
Vladimir
was
Putin.
So divisive. This was so divisive that they had to remove the tweet. Because
crazy.
They approved. In other words, these people that run CPAC, the main guy is a guy named Matt Schlapp, S-C-H-L-A-P-P. Is apparently an enemy-loving, dictator-loving enemy of America.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was in your face kind of. We love Putin, and we like what he's doing in Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah, we're supporting what he's doing because we think that it's right that he should be out there attacking innocent people and killing them. And we want and then we're going to announce that we're annexing their country and making it part of Russia. And now Trump is out there supporting it too and promoting and saying, congratulations there, Putin. Thank you. You did a great job, buddy.
Right.
I mean.
Right.
What's going on with the Republican Party? That's what I like to know.
They are being funded. The Republican Party doesn't give a flying fuck about this country or the Constitution or our history or what it's based on. And this is a organization that says they're very conservative Christians. So they're not only probably getting money from Russia, they're also getting money from the Koch brothers and the Federal Society, which is the Koch brothers are two extremely wealthy brothers, very, very, two of the richest men in America that are highly conservative, very Christian or so-called Christians, that want America taken over by the Christian religion. So they're combining their, they're donating to Republican candidates and the Republican Party and it's a combination of them and Russia So how can I put this in words? They're combining. They don't care. Apparently, the Koch brothers and the Federal Society doesn't care if their money comes from Russia, as long as they get what they want, as long as their Republican candidates win. And what's really horrifying is that Republicans are buying this bullshit. They are buying the bullshit words of this horrifying Republican Party. They don't understand the normal, typical Republican is not only, they may not all be Trump supporters, but they're usually normal Republicans. And so,
yeah.
They're Christian conservatives. And so they aren't, they're watching Fox News, and they're not getting the information. They're not getting the information that the candidates that are up for election in their cities, towns, counties, states are being funded by a dictator.
Right.
Maddening. It's maddening. If these people would turn the channel and watch something other than Fox, they're still going to have a hard time believing what they see and hear because they've turned MAGA. They've embraced the MAGA cult. The cult of Trump. It's terrifying. It's horrifying that these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I was going to agree with you. It is terrifying. It's kind of very terrifying because it's kind of, I don't know what these people are up. You know what they're. The problem with Trump supporters is that they're so fucking crazy that you don't know how far they will go. And I got to be honest with you. When Trump ran the first time against Hillary Clinton, real quick story. So I was at my house. We had a house at the time. And I put some Hillary Clinton signs out on my front lawn, yard signs, and then I had a sign that it was actually a dry erase board, and so I wrote on there everything that was wrong with Donald Trump. I mean, I pinpointed everything on the dry erase board, and then I put it out in front of my house so everybody could read it as they went by. And the road we lived on was a busy road, so whenever traffic was backed up, they could actually sit there and read this shit. Well, one day we were sitting in the house, Virginia and I. And some guy comes up and he starts pounding on my door. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? What? And I come out there and he goes, yeah, he was pounding on my door. And I walked out and he was in a white van. And then he starts yelling at me. And he goes, you know, you're wrong. Fucking Hillary Clinton, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, you know that all she's going to do is take control of this and take control of that. And, you know, why the fuck are you going against Donald Trump? And, you know, he's blah, blah. And he just started going off on me. And he got right in my face. I said, get the fuck off my property right now, man. And he's like, well, okay, fine. Well, you know what? And he come back. He started again. I'm like, okay, listen, dude. You got 2 seconds to get off my property. I'm going to get my gun. And he goes, oh, you're a liberal. How would you have a gun? I said, trust me. You want to see it? Because if I show you it, you're fucked. And finally, he got back in his truck, his van, And he took off. And then I called the police, and the police came up, and we got his license plate number as he drove off, and they took his license plate. And they scanned it in their system when they pulled, when they were talking to us. And they're like, oh, we know this guy. He's been going around to all these different – he pops in people's homes and starts yelling at him. And we've been trying to find out who he is. They just never get his information. Yeah, we're going to go have a talk with him right now. And I said, just tell him if he ever comes back to my property, he will not like what's going to happen to him. He says, oh, well, if he gets on your property, he said, the cop's like, you know what, let him get in there, man. And he goes, I'll just pull your gun out. Say, fuck it, because he's not allowed on your property. And then, I guess what I'm trying to say is getting into that story, what I'm saying is just in 2016, seeing that and knowing how crazy fucking Trump people are, that they actually will pull into somebody's property and start yelling at them, knocking on the door and shit. That tells me how crazy these motherfuckers are. And, what they're attracting.
That's absolutely nuts.
Yeah. I mean, that's scary shit, really.
Yeah. You never told me that story before. So
no,
did anybody ever steal your sign?
Oh, they were stealing them all the time. And they were ripping them out, and I would put more back out, and they ripped them out. Finally, I was like, fuck this. So I made a point. You know what I did? I'll tell you what I did.
What?
I know this is fucked up, but this is how pissed off I was. I went, and I got a whole bunch of razor blades, and I put them inside the signs. And I put them all around the signs. And, so they were sticking out throughout the metal and everything. And then the next day I go out and I see the sign kind of half-ass pulled out and I see all this blood everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And I think that they learned not to fuck with my signs.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Good for you. Good for you.
I was getting tired of that shit. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put some fucking razor blades in there. I don't give a fuck if it hurts them or not. And they did, man. They pulled it halfway out. I mean, the one side was popped out. And then all of a sudden I look all over the sign and on the ground, there's blood everywhere. And I'm like, I fucking got somebody. Somebody had to go to the ER, I'm sure, to get some stitches.
was it that bad? Really?
Yeah. Oh, it was that bad, yes.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
So I guarantee you somebody out there has some fucked up hands.
I was going to say, they probably jumped out of their pick-em-up truck, ran out there real quick, grabbed that sign, and went, oh,
fucked up their night. They ended up probably have to go to the ER to get their fucking stitches or something, because they're like,
God.
I guess their plans of trying to get everybody's signs fucking finished for the night because they had to get stitches.
That's hysterical. Oh my God. I never knew that about you. Oh
yeah, man.
My God.
You got to admit, that's some funny shit, watching, seeing somebody's fucking cut their fucking hands trying to steal something,
And they can't report it. They can't report it.
No, because if they report it, they'll be in trouble.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the perfect way of putting something out there, a trap.
They go to the ER. Well, how did you hurt yourself? Well, my mirror broke.
Yeah, I cut it on my mirror, man. You sure you weren't fucking with somebody's signs? But
that's hysterical.
It was the best. And I learned that, like when Joe Biden ran, I did the same thing. I fucking put stuff on my sign because I was prepared for this time, you know, for it to happen again. Nobody fucked with my signs this time. But like I said, the last time Hillary signs, they were ripping. And here's the thing. Even when they were ripping them out, the problem is I went down and made donations. So I was paying for the signs. And that's the part right there that pissed me off because I was losing money. And I said, well, fuck it. It's my property. So you know what? They come on my property to steal my property. They're going to get hurt. And obviously they got on my property and they slit their fucking hands because the amount of blood that was all over, they got it good. I can tell you, Paula, they dug in deep with those fucking razor blades.
they probably laid their hands on your... They probably laid your hands on that, like I said, jumped out of their pick-em-up trucks...
Yep.
Took a dance to your yards, went grab. Ow! Damn it!
And as soon as they, it is the way the razor blades were sticking out, too, the way I put them, Paula, as soon as they were to grab that thing and go up, they were sliced right up in their fucking hand. I mean, it would have went, you know what I'm saying? It was horizontal, so it went shoo, as they were to slide their hands up trying to pull the side out.
Oh my God.
And when I seen that blood, I'm like, oh my God. I can't believe, look at this, man. It looks like a fucking horror scene out here, man. Jen's like, I cannot believe you did that. You just hurt somebody. I'm like, I don't give a shit. They'll never touch my sign again, or probably anybody else's for that matter.
Oh my God, that's funny. Oh my God, you are the bomb.
Hey, I wanted to make, I'm making sure of this shit. So here's the point. Put out some blades in your sign there and nobody will be touching your signs. Trust me.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. Oh my God, that's great. Great story.
Oh, these things were fucking, they were sharp too, man. Like, I mean, these things were like, you know, like a scalpel. They're like they use with a scalpel. And if you've ever seen a scalpel, those things cut in there pretty deep, and they don't. And it's like one of those cuts where it doesn't hurt. You know, you
was
can't tell
regular,
it. You know,
with a regular razor blades, like you put in a special razor. Oh my God, those
like
things
those,
are deadly.
Yes. Oh fuck!
How many? How many?
I mean,
How many did you put in?
So I used three boxes. It was a total of 30 altogether.
Oh my God!
And you want to hear here's the funny part, Paula. Out of those fucking blades that were sticking in the sign, there was like fucking like six of them missing. So I think they were inside the guy's hand. Yeah.
I can't breathe. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's hysterical. Oh my. Well,
oh
you know,
my God.
You know what? That's what they get. That's what they get. Oh, by the way, real quick, change the subject, real quick. I know we only have, like, what? We only have, like, 20 minutes left, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Well, today is already Monday. It's past midnight in the Midwest. Jerry's time, Eastern time, Central time. Today is a big day for defendants in the January 6th attack upon the Capitol. And there's a guy named Stuart Rhodes who lives in Texas. He is the leader of the Oath Keepers.
Oh.
And today, there is a big trial for members of the Oath Keepers, including him.
Is it going to be televised?
This is a guy. I don't know. I doubt it. I don't know. But if I find out, okay, if I find out, I'll let you know. But I doubt
okay.
it. Okay. So it's coming out. You know, I go and look at all these reporters and these journalists' news feeds, and they're saying that his name is Stuart Rhodes. His first name is Elmer. Apparently, he hates for anybody to call him Elmer. Everybody calls him Stuart Rhodes.
Elmer.
So anyway. So yeah, Elmer. Yeah, I know people are making fun of that. So anyway, Stuart Rhodes going to use the excuse in his court hearing. They say it's unusual. I don't know how that much, but that's what they're saying. That he was expecting. Well, first of all, he still thinks that the election was stolen to this day. Okay? And for his apparently his defense attorney. By the way, this is another thing. This is a guy that taught fire gun safety, handgun safety, and he shot his own fucking eye out and has to wear a patch now.
You shoot your eye out.
If I find a picture of him, I'll send it to you. So he's going to apparently use the defense in court that he was waiting on Trump on January 6th to use the Insurrectionist Act, which is a thing, to declare martial law, thinking that the law enforcement and the National Guard and the Army were going to come in and join them, the Oath Keepers, and try to prevent the certification of Joe Biden for president on that day.
Paula, somebody had to have told them that to do this. You know what I mean? So, and if
yeah,
we go back to
exactly.
Donald Trump during the debates, do you remember him saying,
yep.
remember he was telling them to stand down,
stand
tall, whatever, stand ready,
stand
or whatever?
Stand back and stand tall. No. Yeah.
Yep. That motherfucker said that.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So this guy who's been arrested, he is the most high-profile arrest made for January 6th. Is
Paula,
he actually
said, stand back and stand by is what he said.
That's it. Stand back and stand by.
And he was saying it to the Proud Boys.
Yeah. So this guy, Stuart Rhodes, thought that Donald Trump was going to use him as his private militia to join in and overthrow the government, prevent the election of Joe Biden. What a fucking idiot. You know who turned him in? You know who turned him in?
Trump?
His own. No, his own son.
Oh, my God. At least his son was smart.
Well, do you know what he had told his son and his family before he left for left for Washington, D.C.? You report me, I'm going to kill you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, his own son. And his own, and that son had the bravery of a warrior and turned his dad in anyway.
I think Joe Biden should take him and bring him up and give him the Medal of Honor or whatever.
Right.
For turning his fucking domestic terrorist father in.
Right. Right. So, you know, these people are still using this fucking excuse that Joe Biden didn't win the election, and that it was stolen, and even though he won by, what should Joe win by? 70-something million people. It was stolen. Are you fucking kidding me? You know, and you and I, in other words, they're trying to steal our vote.
Right. All because they're sore losers and can't take it because they're like, oh, this is so sad. We had to deal. We took the sadness when Hillary lost. It's your turn.
Right. Well, okay. And the other person, remember a show or two ago when Jen came on and she was asking me who Jenny Thomas was?
Yeah.
Okay. Jenny Thomas. D-I-N-N-I. Virginia Thomas. Is the wife. By the way, she's white. He's black. Is the wife of Clarence Thomas, a Supreme Court judge.
Oh.
Yes.
She has to testify as well?
Yeah. Oh, this is, honey, this has been on Twitter for a year. Why
refresh my memory why she has to. Because I must be like with my head in the sand here. So, what did she do? What'd she do? Why? In other words, why is she doing that? Why does she have to testify or whatever?
Okay. She, Jenny Thomas, is an election denier. She's still J6 committee called her in to testify the other day, like on. Friday? Was it Thursday? Friday? She didn't have to take the oath. They didn't make her take the oath, but she testified. She's involved with the Federal Society. That organization funded by the Koch brothers trying to make this into a Christian country. Purely Christian. She's funded by the Federal Society and I think was involved with them, actually. She funded buses for insurrectionists on January 6th.
Ooh. Really?
Plus, Okay, there was a meeting in the hotel the day before. What hotel was it? Oh, my God. I can't remember. I think it was a Trump Tower. She was there, apparently, in a meeting on how they could overturn the election, overthrow the government. And so she paid for buses of people to go attack the Capitol on January 6th. This is, let me repeat, this is the wife of a Supreme Court justice. So they finally, like, for a year on Twitter, people have been going, like, thousands of people have been going, when are they going to call Jenny Thomas? When are they going to call Jenny Thomas? When are they going to call Jenny Thomas? Finally, was it Thursday or Friday, she went in to testify. She still fucking believes that Donald Trump won the election.
Jeez.
This is the Supreme Court justice that was a major factor in overturning Roe versus Wade, the abortion, in overturning abortion. Her husband has no business being on the Supreme Court. And you want to hear the weird part?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Want to hear the weird part about Jenny?
What's that?
She was actually involved in a real cult when she was younger called Wellspring.
Really?
It was a real cult called Wellspring. She was involved in it, eventually got out, and did seminars and speeches on how to get out of a cult.
Wow. That's fucked up.
You think?
Oh. You know, it's
so
funny, Paul. I was reading something here that somebody, an email, I thought I'd go through some of these, and I was just looking through them for the hell of it, and this guy wrote, he said, so what do you guys think about how the fake news media how the fake news media expects Americans to believe that Russia actually blew up its own pipeline as a pretext for what Joe Biden's war against Russia. And so why is this happening, and why are they trying to make up that Russia actually blew up their own pipeline when they're making shit up, when this is just Joe Biden's war against Russia? Dumbasses.
They're caught it.
By the way, Thomas, you're a dumbass.
They're talking about Nord Stream. It's a pipeline called Nord Stream between the U.S. and Europe. Excuse me, but when President Biden is trying to lower the price of oil, why would he blow up a pipeline on the bottom of the ocean floor that actually would help Americans lower the cost of gas and oil. Fucking idiot.
Some other guy's talking about, this is funny, he's like, what do you think about that stupid movie that they're put, this movie that was out in theaters, this movie that is about gays, and this is the problem with America. They allow this shit into our social media and mainstream TVs and theater now. And this is why they're forcing this on kids in schools, trying to get them to become gays. That was a comment by somebody, by the way.
In the chat room?
This was a comment on the email.
Okay.
This is an email.
Did he say the name of the movie?
No, but I was trying to look it up. I don't even know what movie it would be. Oh, it might be.
Yeah,
it's called Gay Rom Com. Gay Rom Com Brothers.
It's called Bros.
Bros. Okay.
It's called Bros. You know, I have no words. Yeah, I do. I always have words. You're a fucking idiot. Gay men have existed for thousands of years. Let me repeat. I am a history buff. Why do you think doing anal is called Greek style? Why? It's called doing Greek. You know why?
Why is that, Paula?
Greeks have been doing their own dues for thousands of years.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You know, the Greeks used to run around butt naked almost. Or, well, barely anything on or butt naked. And, you know, the ancient Greeks were known. They started the Olympics. These guys were buff and muscular and sexy. And you think another dude isn't going to be attracted to that? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's true. That's exactly true. You're right. That's why they wore makeup.
The ancient Romans, again, I've said this many times, the Roman baths. And you think all those Roman men were laying out around in the water, naked, and slipping out to get a, quote, massage, unquote, from their slaves. And you think that teachers are teaching this in schools.
Exactly.
How fucked up do you have to be to think that teachers are teaching gay sex in schools?
Exactly. You're right. She's it kills me, Paula.
What else? I know. What else?
What else? I'm going to let you end up the show. We're actually at the end of the show, so I was going to let you end up the show, and we'll close it up.
Okay. We're not going to go in a little bit further. Okay.
Yeah, the dogs will let me know it's time to go to the bathroom. It's potty time, Daddy. Hurry.
Okay.
Let
me reiterate all the information I've given you during the show. Republicans are counting on a Russian dictator for their money? Woof. How can you support a party that's being funded by the enemy of our country? How can you do that?
Exactly.
How can you do that? How can you vote for Republicans that took an oath to defend our Constitution, not their religion, not their party, but the Constitution of the United States of America? How can you defend that? You can't. There's no fucking way you can defend that.
Sickening.
It's horrifying. So, in order to get our country back on track, whether you like it or not, please vote for Democrats who are out there actually. And vote against the fascist party of Republicans. With that being said, thank you for listening. Thank you for your emails. We appreciate you, good and bad, light and dark. And have a great week, everybody. And assalamu alaikum. May peace be with you. Good night, everybody.
That was excellent. Paula did an excellent job. And I'll tell you what, I know usually we would stick going over for a little bit, but I got to go myself because I have to get up in the morning here in about 3 hours from now to take somebody to the airport. So I got to do an airport run. Okay, so we're going to end up the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. On behalf of Paula and myself, we love you guys. We love that you come to the show and support us. And please feel free to email us. Or, you know, if you have a question, comment, email us. If we like it, whatever. We pretty much read almost all the emails online or on air. So if you want to email us, you're more than welcome to. And just to email us and let us know what you want or what kind of question you have or comments. And I will be happy to read them right here on the air. All right, we're going to end up the show. I got a couple songs we'll play to end up the show. The first song is actually Kelly Osbourne and her dad, Ozzy Osbourne, singing a song. It's actually a real good fucking song. I love this song. It's called Changes. If you haven't heard it, take a listen to this. It's awesome. Okay? Here's the song. Take a listen to this. It's so cool. Have a good night, guys.
shared the years, we shared each day. I love you, Daddy, but I found my way.
You know the world is an evil place. My baby's grown now, she's found her way.
He was such a noble dude. I can't even finish school. Missed my mom and left too soon. His dad was a fireman who fought fire so violent. I think I bored my therapist while playing him my violin.
Oh my god,
that's so insane.
Oh my god,
that's such a shame. Next to them my shit don't feel so grand, but I can't help myself from feeling bad. I kinda feel like two things can be
I'm
wish I didn't feel the hurt. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon, I'll blow up into smithereens and spew my tiny symphony all up and down a city street while trying to put my mind at ease. Like finishing this melody, this feels like a necessity. So this could be the death of me, or maybe just a better me. Now come in with the symphonies and take a shot of anything. I know I'm not there mentally, but you could be the remedy. So let me play my
everybody. Have a good night. Take care. We'll see you again right here on Real Politics. All right. Before we leave, I want to play this for all the Republicans out there. All you MAGA supporters and Donald Trump himself, I know that this hurts you so much when you think about Lizzo playing the fucking crystal flute because she's a big black girl and you got to make fun of her because you don't like it, and that she's playing it from a man who was a slave owner, James Madison's crystal flute. Well, this is for you. This is Lizzo.
human, that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in
you
me.
You could've had a bad bitch, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little. You
supposed to hold me down, but you're holding me back. And that's the sound of me not calling you back. Why a man gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bar lighting. New man on the Minnesota Viking. True hurts needed something more exciting. Dum, 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 dum. You trying to break my heart? Oh, that breaks my heart. That you thought you ever had it? No, you ain't from the start. Hey, I'm glad you're back with your bitch. I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend. Shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. I'll play tag, bitch, I've been there.